You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. You know, I always come on with this. This is the day that the Lord have made, and we rejoice in it. We are glad in it. We thank God for another time and another opportunity to come into your homes, into your cars, away by a Cypress audience. Thank God for this radio station that made it possible for us to come into your home this morning, to your cars. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. It's about time for your miracle this morning. It's about time for you to come up, come cross, come through, amen, and get what God has for you. Praise our God. We thank God. We thank God. We pray, hallelujah, that this morning radio broadcast will be a blessing to you. Oh, my God. On Monday, we started something about a prayer, a help from the Lord. Oh, praise God. Come on, let's go to the word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time that you have kept us throughout the night, Father. You woke us up this morning again, hallelujah, with the blood running warm in our veins and the activity of our limbs. We thank you, hallelujah, that you're with us today, God. You'll never leave us, nor will you forsake us, God. And we thank you, God, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. We want to give a good God bless you shout out to Lady Watkins, my wife. God bless you. We thank God for you, our church mother, Mother Brown, to all the prophets that is at the church and evangelists. Amen. And to the congregation and to the saints of God at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. God bless you. Bless you, bless you. Praise our God. We want you to know that God is with us. And no matter what we're looking or going through, God is with us. He's our help. He's our peace. Praise our God. Amen. Again, we want to send out our condolence. Amen. Again, to those that are going through bereavement hour. Now, we want to send out our condolence to you. We're praying for you all, praying with you all. And we want to be also in prayer for Apostle Keith Robinson's family and wife and church family. On tomorrow will be the homegoing service for him. Amen. And we're praying for the church family. We're also praying for his mom. Amen. Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood, that God will give them strength on tomorrow. Amen. Which is Saturday. Amen. To give them strength as they prepare for the homegoing service starting on tomorrow. Hallelujah. Well, it's starting on tonight, really. Amen. With services on tonight and viewing tonight, and then the service, have a little service tonight, and then the main service will be on tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Praise our God. We want to be in prayer for this family, again, the church family, his church family, because it's something when the leader be transitioned. Amen. We're praying for the church family that they will have strength and they will have peace to go through this, especially when you're leader has been there, and you know it's been your husband or wife or however he was connected to you as your leader. So we're praying for this family, and we're praying for the churches that he was over. Praise God, praying that God give them strength to go through this on tomorrow and tonight. Amen. So pray for them. Amen. Again, be in prayer for the Evans family. Amen. And the transition of Sister Betty Evans. Amen. Amen. For WPIO in Titusville, let's be in prayer for this family. Amen. Shan, Quita, and Danny Evans. We're praying for you all in the whole entire Evans family. Amen. Quita, we're praying for you. Amen. Tamika, we're praying for you that God will give y'all strength. And her sisters, we're praying that God will give you strength. Miss Smith, that God will give you strength to go through this time. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to pick up where I left off on Monday. Amen. We were in the book of Psalms. We were talking about a prayer for help Amen. And we're talking about David. And we left, we hit some verses in there. And we left off, amen, on Monday. Amen. We left off on Monday at that 14th verse when it says about wait up on the Lord and be of good courage. You got to wait up on God no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're in. No matter what you're facing, you got to wait up on God. The enemy don't want you to wait. The enemy wants you to give up. The enemy wants you to give out. The enemy keeps saying he's not going to come. God is not going to do this. God is not going to do that. But again, that last part of that verse said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage while you're going through it. Wait up on the Lord. While you're in the midst of what you're in and it seems like you're not moving, you got to wait. Come on. Why? Because he have allowed this to happen. He have did what? He have set you up on a rock and he have lifted your head up above your enemies. And you can see, hallelujah, that he's with you. So this is why you got to wait upon him. This is why you got to wait upon him. This is why you got to wait upon him. And it says, and be of good courage. Come on. And it says, at that last part of that verse, it said, and the Lord shall strengthen. Come on. He's going to give you strength in the midst of it. He's going to give you strength. Look like you're going through. Look like you're about to just be weak. You're just about to give up. You're just about to give out. Look like every time you turn around, some things are coming against you. Look like things are just trying to build up against you. But you got to realize God is your help. And he got you sitting up on the rock. Hey, first of all, he don't hear you from all of this. You're not even actually feeling it because God is. And you're not being actually seen in this. God has heard you. Come on. Hallelujah. So guess what? Be of good courage. And he's going to strengthen your heart. Hallelujah. He's going to strengthen your heart. That's what the word said. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Come on. Wait, he said. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You got to wait on God no matter what it looks like. Wait on him because he's going to bring you out. Wait on him because he's going to see you through. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to heal it. Wait on the Lord. Wait right there. Wait right there. You say, well, what you mean, Apostle? Wait right there. You don't know how much I'm facing. You don't know what I'm going through with. And you telling me to wait on God. Yes, wait on him. Wait because he's going to bring you out. Wait on him because he's going to deliver you. Wait on him because he's going to make a way for you out of no way. Hallelujah. All you got to do is wait on him when you can't trace him. Wait on him when you can't see him. Wait on him when you don't feel him. Wait on him. Hallelujah. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt that he will deliver you. He will bring you out. He will make a way out of no way. Come on, somebody. He's still God. He's still Jehovah Shabbat. He's still Jehovah Shalom. Come on. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's not going to allow the enemy to distract you. He's not going to allow the enemy to overtake you, to overthrow you. Come on. But what he's going to do is he's going to keep you. Because in the book of Jude, he said, now unto him that is able to what? Keep us from falling and to do what? Present us faultless before the only wise God, our Savior, be power his now and for what? Evermore. Evermore. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to keep you in the midst of what you're in. He's going to keep you in the midst of what you're in. So be not afraid. Be not afraid, my friend. Be not afraid, my sister. Be not afraid, my brother, because God is going to do it. I believe it. What about you? I believe it. Can he do it? Yes, he can. Will he do it? I believe it. Yes. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. But we got to trust him. We got to trust him when we can't trace him. We got to give it over to him. Praise God. Because he's still on the throne. He's still able to do a sin above all. We think or act. But just don't give up. Just don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. Hold on. Because guess what? He that will come shall come. and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do in the hour, in the time when the enemy think that God cannot deliver us. God is our help again. God is our help. This is a prayer. This is a prayer for help. This is a prayer for help. See, God will, as I said on Monday, and I said up there in the verse, he said that fourth verse, I think it was the fourth verse, it says, one thing have I desire, that of the Lord, that I may seek after his face, that I may dwell in the house, that I may dwell in the house. I may seek after his face. I want to dwell in the house. Come on, all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty and the court in his tabernacle. That's what I want to do, because he's my help and he's going to keep me there. He's going to keep you there. He is your help today. He is your help. I told you I was going to come back and finish this because it got so good on Monday. Hallelujah. He is your help today. Don't fear, no matter what you will go through this weekend, no matter what you will be faced with this weekend. God is your help. He is your peace. Come on, somebody. All you got to do is trust him. All you got to do is, you don't have to lean to, because he say, lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, here go your help. In all thy ways, acknowledge me, and he shall do what? Direct, hallelujah, lead you. Direct your path. So he's going to do this. He is going to do this. Nothing else can change what God is going to do. He's going to do this for you. So all you got to do is continue to believe God. Continue to stay right there. Be not moved. Be not weary in well doing. For in due season, you're going to reap this. If you faint not, come on. Hold on, my friend. Hold on, because he's going to do it. Praise our God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God. We serve a great God. We serve an everlasting God. We serve a God that can. We serve a God that will. We serve a God that is able to do a thing above all we think or ask. Somebody say amen. Amen if you can. Oh, I believe it. I know he can. I know he can do it. I know he will. Praise God. And I want you to know this. I want you to know this with everything. God is who he say he is. And he's going to do what he say he's going to do. But hold on. Hold on. Praise God. Hold on. Because he that will come shall come. And he's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's your very present help in the time of trouble. So don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget. He is who he say he is. And he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hold on. Again, I want you to know he's your help today. So be of good courage. Hold your head up high. Don't let the enemy tell you that you're not going to make it. Don't let the enemy tell you that it's over with. Don't let the enemy tell you you have no hope. You have no peace. Don't let the enemy tell you, come on, somebody, that it's done and over with. You can't make it through this, but God is your help today. You may be listening to me. You may just tune into the radio broadcast. But I want you to know, and you may say, oh, Pastor, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who this man is. I'm giving you an opportunity, because the Bible says all you got to do is what? Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And he said, thou shalt be saved. So this is all you got to do. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And he said, thou shalt be saved. So that's all you got to do. It ain't no long, drawn out thing. It ain't nothing that you got to write for or try to buy. You can't buy this. You just believe in your heart. And you ask for forgiveness. And you say, well, how do I ask forgiveness? Just simply repent. Father, forgive me of my sins. I believe in my heart that you have raised Jesus from the dead, and I accept you as my personal Savior. Come in me and live in me. Hallelujah. That's all it is to it. I accept you as my personal Savior. And that's it. The Bible says you're saved. That's what the words say. So and he's your help today. He's your help. He's your help. You don't have to walk through this alone. You don't have to walk through this with your head hung down. You don't have to walk through this and feel like you can't make it, because guess what? You have help today. He have come today, and he have help. Hope he will help you through this. Come on. He'll bring you out. Yes, he will. He'll make a way out of no way. Yes, he is. He's that kind of God that can do it, will do it. Come on. Hallelujah. He said, I'll never leave you. Again, I'm repeating it. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I am a very present help in the time of trouble. I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to see you through it. I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to deliver you. Yes, I'm going to do this. This is what he's going to do. Hallelujah. He's going to help you. He's going to help you in the midst of what you're in. God is going to help you. Praise God. I believe this. I want you to know this. You're not by yourself. I want you to know this. You're not alone. I want you to know this. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is your provider. Praise God. Praise our God. Hold your head up high, my friend. Hold your head up high, my brother. Come on, my sister. Just know he is who he say he is. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. He's going to do it by a miracle. He's going to do it, hallelujah, because he's God. He's God, hallelujah. And he can do it. He will do it. He will do it. He will bring you out. He's God. He will deliver you. He's God. He will heal you. Just trust him when you can't trace him. Come on, somebody. Trust him when you can't trace him. Hallelujah. I know he can do it. I believe it. How about you today? How about you today? You're my friend. Praise God. We're praying for you. God bless you. Hold your head up high. Again, be of good courage. Hold your head up high, because Jesus, the Savior, the Deliverer, the Healer of the world, he can do it. I want to thank all of you again for coming in and tuning in to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for your miracle. Hold your head up high, because the miracle that you're in right now, guess what? He got you. He's hiding you. Glory to God. And he's able to do what a sin of all we think or ask. Hold on, because guess what? He's coming through. Hold on. Don't give up, because your help is on the way. Your help is present. Your help is with you. Your help is with you. Your help is with you. Oh, praise our God. I want you to come on. Come on. Know this, that he's able to do it. I know I got a few minutes left in here, but I want you to know today, again, pray for the bereaved families as they go through it this weekend. Pray for them that God will keep them and help them through the weeks, months, days, and years to come through the loss of their loved ones. Again, pray for the Robinson family. Praise our God, and pray for Pastor Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood. Pray for her that God strengthen her and take her through. Amen. Of this bereavement time, and his wife. Praise our God, and the church family. I know God is with us. He's with us because he what? He's our help. He's our peace. He's our joy. He's our hope. Hallelujah for tomorrow. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Again, I want you to know, we're with you. We're praying for you because he's your help. And he's your peace. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. Hold on, because he that will come shall come. Amen. He's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait right there. Don't go nowhere. Wait right there. Come on. Don't fear. Wait right there. Come on. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. I'm going to wait right there. I'm going to hold my head up high. No matter what I'm going through with, I'm going to walk through it with joy. I'm going to walk through it with peace, because God is my help. God is my strength. God is my peace in the midst of what I'm in. See, one thing about it, when we're going through some circumstances and situations in our lives, we got to know as believers, we got to know what the word says. We got to know what God can do. Because if he say he's going to hide us, he's going to hide us. If he say he's going to heal us, he's going to heal us. Because his word is his bond. His word is his bond. And not only is his word his bond, his word, we are in covenant with his word. And his word is in covenant with us. But what we have to do is we have to believe that. No matter what we're going through with, no matter what we're faced with, we got to believe it. We got to hold fast to our confession. Come on. We can't be confessing one thing and then doing something else or believing something else. We got to hold fast to that. We got to hold fast to the promises of God. For the promises of God is yea, nay, and amen. So guess what? I trust you, God, because you're my help. I trust you, God, because you're my hope. You're my peace. I trust you because you're going to help me according to the word of God. According to the word of God. And if I abide in you and you abide in me, you said I can ask what I will. So you're my help today. You're my help. That's what we've been talking about. We started talking about it Monday and we're concluding it on today. A help, a prayer, a help. You can come to God when you can't go nowhere else. You can depend on him when you can depend on nobody else. Come on. You can depend on God because he is your help. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. One translator say he's a very present help in trouble. And one translator say he's a very present help in the time of trouble. So guess what? You may be going through trouble right now, and it may seem like you're not going through trouble. He's still with you. He's still with you. Why? Because he's a very present help. Somebody need to say, he's my help. He's my help. Hallelujah. I know we've been talking, and we've been talking about it pretty audibly. We started talking about it Monday, and we're going to finish up talking about it today because he is your help. Where else? You ain't going to find nobody else to help you like God. You know, people tell you, I'll help you. But then when it comes down to it, I can't do what I say I was going to do. But Jesus said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Guess what? He said, I'll be there. So he's with you. So hold your head up high. He's with you. The battle is not yours. He's with you. He's going to strengthen your heart. Come on. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to fear. You don't have to fret because he is with you. He's with you. Again, you need not to fight in this battle. This battle don't belong to you. Guess what? You got help in the midst of it. Just hold your peace and he'll bring you out. Hold your peace and he will deliver you. Hold your peace and he will show up. He will show up and he'll show you his hand. Hold your peace. God can and God will. Hallelujah. Be of good courage. I pray that you get into a service this weekend. Get into a service this weekend. Praise God. That will encourage you and lift you up and bring you, amen, some more peace, some more joy. Just get in a good service this weekend. I'm looking forward to seeing you. If you don't have no services going on at your church, come by 1219 South Street. Come on, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Come on by. Amen. Be with us. Amen. And watch God do exactly what he said he's going to do. Again, we pray for those that are going through bereavement hour. Again, we want to pray for Pastor Jamal Moses and my daughter, Carissa Moses. Amen. As they go through the bereavement hour and the passing of his aunt and their loved ones on that side of the family. We're praying that God will see them through, praying that God will help them right now, that God will give them peace. So let's continue to pray for them. Amen. As they go through this difficult time. Amen. God is their help. God is their peace. I want you to know that he's with you. He'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Hold your head up high. Amen. Amen. Until, you know, it's until that time come again where we believe and we know that God can and we know that he will do it because he can do anything but fail. It's impossible for him to fail. He can't fail because his word, heaven and earth shall pass away. But he said, my word will stand forevermore. Hallelujah. It'll stand forevermore. No matter what situation we're in, the word stands. No matter what the enemy's trying to do, the word stands. Amen. The enemy can't do no more than God allow him to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Guess what? He had to get permission. Even though God is helping us, he got to get permission to try to come to try to attack us. He got to get permission. Yes, he can't do it. He just can't come upon you. He got to get permission. So guess what? Don't fear. Don't fret. Because what? He is your help. He is your peace. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we're so grateful to the Lord because he's my peace. He's my joy. He's my hope for tomorrow. So I want you to be of good courage again. Hold your head up high. Praise God. And if you're not, you're in the area and you want to come to us, one of our services, the radio announcer will give you the time of our services. But Sunday morning services at 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock sharp. Amen. Tuesday night Bible study, 7 o'clock sharp. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise our God. And our Friday night deliverance service. Amen. Come on, 7 o'clock sharp. We start. Amen. We want to start. And we want to see you in some of those services. By God's being our help, we want to see you there. Amen. We want to see you in the house of the Lord. Praise our God. Oh, it's a good place to be in the house of the Lord. When you can't be nowhere else, let's be in the house of the Lord. Because it's in the house of the Lord. Where there's joy, it's in the house of the Lord. Where there's peace, it's in the house of the Lord. It's where I find my strength. Amen. Where I find my joy, in the house of the Lord. So come and be with us in our services. We're going to look to see you. We're going to look to see you in some of our services. Praise our God. For the Lord is good, and he's good all the time. He'll keep you. He'll keep you. Just trust him when you can't trace it. And let God do what? Have his way. My time is come and gone. So I look to see you in the services of the Power of Faith. 2 minutes left. Just know this. In the midst of what we're in, he's your help today. Again, let's keep these families in prayers. As we announced earlier, for the homegoing service of Apostle Keith Robinson will be on tomorrow. So let's keep this family in prayer that God will see them through again. Amen. We want you to know we love you. We thank God for you. The radio station again has made it possible for us to come into your cars and to your homes. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. They make it possible. So thank God. We want to thank God for the station. All right. My time is come and gone. God bless you. Got 1 minute left. 1 minute. Guess what? In that 1 minute, all you got to do is say, it's about time for a miracle. Lord, help me. And he'll help you in the midst of what you're in. Praise our God. Until then, we'll see you in the move of God.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, Pastor and Founder.